2-1, blast off. In the art scroll, page 4, second line, Vishalo Yedume Chacham. In the green Feldheim, we are up to page Bays 2, number Vishalo Yedume, where is it? 2-5 lines from the middle. We are basically in Amud, which is a small page in to the Holy Ramchal. Continues the Holy Ramchal. Only 10 minutes, that's it. V'shalo yedume chacham. Don't think you're a wise man, shia chacham, that you're wise, be'emes, shalo yizbaru etzlekol advar me'ele. Don't think you're a bright guy if you haven't clarified the truth of ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem, not what you think it is, what you heard in third grade, you know, from third grade or seventh grade for that matter, or 11th grade for that matter, or from your parents or whatever it might be. You need to, as he's going to say in a second, chachma means you have to delve into it. You need to spend time. If it takes 8 years for a medical student to become a doctor, and it becomes 5 years for a law student to become a lawyer, as he's going to say, the Ramchal, I got this from the Ramchal. I didn't make this up myself. So to be connected to God, to have a good relationship with Hashem, you're going to Google that and that's your answer, or you're going to rely on your seventh grade experience, or you're going to rely on whatever it's relying, or you're going to actually delve into what these things are, as he says. Achma shelo yirbu. So how come people don't do that? Lying alone, maybe we're always personal about the farm. Upshitusam. So if you ask somebody, of course, I love Hashem, fear Hashem, have a relationship with Hashem, of course. I'm so busy learning, I'm so busy at work, I'm so busy making money, I'm so busy doing mitzvahs that I don't even know what the depth of things are about. And a guy who's spending extra time getting to know himself, or he's getting to connect, it's like, he's the second tier guy. He's the third tier guy. Really, who's the number one guy? The guy who's, he's going to go straight through the system, whatever that means. It's not a conversation for now. He goes straight through without any problems. But the guy who has problems, who's actually delving into things, he's thinking about things, he sees contradictions, he's excited, he wants to understand. That guy, Zakhtar Amchal, right? You'll say, okay, he's a little bit not as bright. V'karvli as gas. He's a common whatever. Shela tirai some shaytim al kozav loyisus umimenu. Actually, if you're minag anoig ba'olam, when you see a guy mischaseid, when you see a guy getting closer to thinking about his relationship with Hashem, his relationship to Torah, his relationship, a deeper thing, okay, so he's the, you know, second tier, third tier. He's not the guy who made it through beautifully. V'ulam, says Ramchal, told us haminag hazeh ro'os ode. That's very bad, he says. L'chachamim u'l'bilti chacham. For people who are wise and people who are not so wise. Why? Ki garm shevel v'el yichsar achsiyus amiti. Because what happens? We're lacking. V'yeh yakar ma'ud will be very precious to find. Ba'ulam will be very precious. As I've said this many times, I don't know if you have this in the notes, Shua, that has it work. MS is Aleph Mem Tuf. The Gemara says, Aleph Mem Tuf, they're as far away from each other. The beginning of the Aleph Beis, the middle of the Aleph Beis, and the end of the Aleph Beis. Sheker, how do you spell that? Shin Kufresh, which is really Kufresh Shin, are mixed together. When you want to find lies and you want to find Sheker, you find it all bunched together. You're looking for the MS, you'll find one over there, you'll find one all the way over there, and you'll find them as far apart as possible. And the Ramchal continues, V'ulam told us haminag hazeh ro'os malachim. He says that, sorry, I did that. Yakum ha'id, ki yachzar hacham l'mida yunam bo. The chacham, right, doesn't need to delve into it. He's fine. He's fine. A guy who's a chacham who made it through, what do I need all this for? What do I need musr? You learn how much musr you learn? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 8 minutes. Your yotzei, musr, you hear a good shir, but a guy who's learning musr for an hour, 2 hours, he's spending time alone, he's getting to know himself. Wait, what's wrong with that guy? Get a job, go get a life, be in yeshiva, why are you working, what are you doing? Guy who's going to spend time really delving into the depths of what life is about, That's what the Ramchal says. It's not something for 2,000. It's not for a new thing that happened. Says the Ramchal, V'yechser min abilti chacham ul miudas hagazim oso. And a guy who's not so bright, who's not going to delve in, he doesn't even know it exists. Ad she'edamu rov b'nei adam. Listen to this. Shachsidus told about miudas mizorim. Listen to this, guys. Not to get anyone crazy over here. But if you do marukimod, they think that what is it to be a good Jew? What's a good Jew? You gotta fast a lot, he's going to say. It's almost kashim. You got to fast a lot. You got to daven a really shuckle a lot with a long, long Shemoneh Esrei. Nothing wrong with a long Shemoneh Esrei. I'm just saying, that's not what it's about. It's not about how you look. It's not about how many fasting you're doing. It's not about feeling guilty. It's not about cringing up and being something that's outdated. Like we said last night, utfilas kerach v'shaleg. They used to roll around in the snow, and they used to, you know, afflict themselves. Kulam dvarim asher ein asechel noch bahem ve'ein adashogta. Only 6 minutes in, guys. We have 4 more minutes, right? And then afterwards, if somebody has questions, we could talk about it. Kulam dvarim asher ein asechel noch bahem ve'ein adashogta. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't resonate. That doesn't make sense. Something doesn't make sense about that. Zakta Ramchal, hachsidus hamiti hanirtzav anechmad. Sweet, cute, I need some translations, truthful, desired, is rachuk metzir sechleinu. It's far to our imagination. We don't really understand until you meet this person. You're like, wow, there's something special about this person. But it's something that's so far from our imagination. What the beauty of a Jew, a real beautiful Jew, that has a fragrance that it's hard to explain. Kizeh davar pashut. If you're not exposed to it, you don't know about it. Even though we know the truth, we know the truth, but I can't put my finger on it. Therefore, Zuck the holy Ramchal. And again, like we said last night, nothing to do with being a chusid. This is not about being a chusid. Nothing to do with payas and a gartel. Nothing to do with that. Not that a chusid can't be a chusid. Hayira v'ahava v'taras halev. Yira, which he's going to challenge us. Ahava, having a pure heart. It's not something that's just going to happen to you. People are waiting. When am I going to love Hashem? When am I going to fear Hashem? When am I going to love His Torah? When is the Hashem going to drop it in me, my love? It doesn't work like that. You got to work for it. It's not like going to sleep. Do you have to work on going to sleep? Okay, if you have insomnia, you have to work on going to sleep. Fine. You wake up in the morning. You don't have to work on waking up in the morning. Your body naturally wakes up in the morning. You don't have to feed. Only people who are not well are to eat breakfast. You want to eat breakfast. Your nature naturally does that to you. That's what he says. Shena, yikitza, rav, soiva, v'chodra, duzakus, betveinu. Natural things. But, elevade, shetikim, tzoyim, dachbus, likleisasam. When it comes to be a Jew, that's a real Jew, you got to work for it. There are no shortcuts. There's a way. There's a path. But it's not a shortcut. There's no shortcut. Not only are there no shortcuts, there are a lot of things pulling you against the current. The current of the world, as we said, dead fish go with the flow. So for sure, if you're going with the flow, you're not going to be able to create the life and the connection to Ahava, Yira, Dveikus, Taharas Alev, Kiyam Amitzis. It's not going to just happen. Says the holy Ramchal, how much time are we spending on this? 9 minutes, 25 seconds. That's it. We're almost done. 30 seconds. You see how your soul and your body could transform to another level. We need to spend time to figure out, as he's going to say soon, may ayin. If you're not going to search it, if you're not going to search for it, you'll never find it, as he's going to say. If you don't search for it, if you don't spend time figuring out what is Ahava, what is Yira, what is Tahara Salev, what does it mean to serve Hashem, What does it mean to live as a Jew? What does it mean to be a real person that Hashem put you on this world for? If you don't spend the time, if you don't search it out, he says, where are you going to get it from? Where are you going to get it from? It's not like sleep and food and natural things that you don't have to work on. It's innate in our body. This is something that obviously is deep down in there, but we need to hone in on it. We need to nurture it. We need to take care of it. We need to spend time. 10 minutes, 39 seconds, 10 minutes a day will keep the Yetzirah away, guaranteed. And as the Holy Rabbi Varon says, and keeps the Yetzirah at bay. Thank you.